All right, Madam Clerk, item number three.
Item number three, from Wisdom, a statewide network of congregation-based community organizations submitting an informational report on their 11 by 15 for Safer, Healthier Communities initiative. This item is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Sister Rose, please. And if you could introduce yourselves to those listening in.
I'm Rose Steets. I'm with MICA and Wisdom, and I chair the AODA committee for MICA. We are in the midst of our 11 by 15 campaign, and that's why we're here before you this morning.
And the gentleman next to you.
William Harrell, also with MICA and Wisdom, and Table of the Saints, which is the prison ministry. All three of them are prison ministers.
Very good. Thank you. I'm sorry. Please.
Okay. Basically, why we're here this morning, I understand you have some information on the 11 by 15 campaign for safer communities. We're requesting the board to go on record requesting state legislators to direct a substantial amount of funding to diversion instead of to corrections. And this would come especially through TAD, the Treatment Alternatives and Diversion. Years ago when MICA started this, we called it TIP, treatment instead of prison. When it went through the state legislature, Carol Ressler changed that to TAD, Treatment Diversion Alternatives and Diversion. And we have small amounts of money coming to several counties working on that now. We want that expanded way big, $76 million, to go into the entire state, and much of that, of course, would come here. So I was listening to Mr. Holmes earlier, and he certainly expressed very well why incarceration and felony records are harmful to our people, and we believe that many, many, many people are sitting in prisons now who do not have to be there, who would be better treated in the community, and then made citizens who could then be productive. So what we're requesting of you is that you go on record asking the state to support this by funding treatment alternatives and diversion. Thank you.
All right. So do you have anything that you'd like to add?
Oh, sure. First, I'd like to say good morning to the Board of Supervisors. And I'm a little nervous. This is my first time. But I'd just like to share my testimony with the board. Some of the people in the audience may have heard it before, and I don't want to be redundant to you guys, but I think it's important that you guys may hear this. And I know Supervisor Borkowski, you've heard it, but I'll share it with the rest of the board. My name is William Harrell, but for 20 years I was known as 387520, which, as most of you may have guessed, is my Department of Correction number. Due to a few poor life choices, I became a convicted felon with 4 years probation and 8 years stay sentence. And, man, this is ironic because it was for child support. Due to in and out of treatment centers, halfway houses, jail, and ultimately prison, it took me 20 years to get out of the DOC system. I called it relapse, revocation, and reconciliation, the three R's. And due to this process, I lost family, a career job. In fact, I was a City of Milwaukee health inspector for 10 years until I got involved with drugs and other illicit activities. I lost loved ones, etc. But due to turning my life over to my higher power and building a life support system, joining a few faith-based organizations. I was able to finish my parole January 1st, 2012. I also reconciled with family and found semi-gainful employment through a senior training program, thanks to President Obama. New Restoration Christian Church, Table of the Saints, and MICA, which are all part of God's prison ministry, which is my passion. They have kept me busy and have kept my own character defects at bay. I see this 11 by 15 campaign as a catalyst to downsize our state's prison rate for a healthier and safer and more prosperous state to live in. Listen, if Wisconsin would have had treatment and diversion 10 years ago, I could have avoided a few years of stress and grief. What we need is to cut down this excessive prison spending, put more focus on saving lives and money for a safer Wisconsin. So how do we do this? Jobs, education, health. There's also health impact assessment that we may have shared with you, Supervisor, that could really help in our community. It would stop the recidivism rate. It wouldn't stop it, but it would help quell it. And it would also help our community with more responsible community members and more taxpayers. That would even help out our budgets. And that's all I have to add. That's all I have.
Thank you. And thank you for sharing. I know that you have struggled mightily, and you've overcome many obstacles, and you are to be congratulated for that. So, committee members, is there anybody that would like to speak? Supervisor Johnson, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Sister Rolls, and Mr. Burrell. I did talk with Supervisor Lipscomb, and it was too late to get this on the intergovernmental relations agenda for this cycle. And so we will see what we can do as far as a resolution going forth with respect to the resolution. I know you're having your big meeting in November, but we will do what we can, at least try to. If it's the will of the board in order to pass a resolution to be sent to the legislature, then so be it. We will see. Some of us will see what we can do to make sure that happens.
Thank you, Supervisor Johnson. And Sister, I know that I'm not working fast enough for you, and I take full responsibility. And I appreciate Supervisor Johnson's comments, and we'll try to shepherd this as best we can. Obviously, there's some other factors that are going on, you know. So, did you have a comment?
Yes, just Mr. Harrell mentioned the health impact study that is being done as we speak, and at the end of November, we will be having a large press conference to publicize what they have found out across the state that will tie into this. And Mr. Johnson mentioned our big meeting in November. We have our MICA public meeting on November 15th, and this will be one of the main topics of that. So if any of you are willing to come and support us, that would be great. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. If there's nothing else,